From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has called for an early election June 8th, 3 years ahead of schedule, a way to boost support in Parliament during negotiations to leave the European Union. She said part of the decision was based on efforts by opponents of Brexit to undermine those talks.
If we do not hold a general election now, their political game playing will continue, and the negotiations with the European Union will reach their most difficult stage in the run-up to the next scheduled election. Division in Westminster will risk our ability to make a success of Brexit, and it will cause damaging uncertainty and instability to the country.
Polls suggest her Conservative government, buoyed by a strong economy, is comfortably ahead of the opposition Labour and Liberal Democratic parties. Brexit Secretary David Davis said it will provide years of stability.
And during which we'll have the Brexit negotiation and the period thereafter in which we can deliver on the other things the Prime Minister wants to deliver on. The Britain that works for all. All of those other issues of industrial strategy, of social policy, of welfare policy, of education policy, they're all a part of the package that Theresa May brings, and she wants the public at large to give her the mandate for it.
The news bolstered the British currency, the sterling, which rose to a four-month high, although London stocks closed lower. A Zambian opposition leader arrested last week on Tuesday was charged in court with trying to overthrow the government. Hakainde Hichilema and the United Party for National Development narrowly lost last August's election to the ruling Patriotic Front and President Edgar Lungu. Hichilema claimed he was assaulted by police during his arrest strongly condemned by civil groups. This is VOA News.